اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله صلى الله عليه.
So there are usually few criteria when choosing a name, right? So I think the first one is it has to have a good meaning, or at the very least it should not have a bad meaning or a bad connotation. The second criteria is usually it's a name of someone beloved to you within your family or amongst your family and friends. Thirdly, it may be a name of a pious personality amongst the Sahaba, radhiyallahu anhum, or the pious predecessors. And then of course, I think the fourth one would be it must be nice sounding on the ears, right? So my first daughter, Zahra, I have to admit, the sound came first. You liked the way it sounded. And then of course, the meaning being a flower. So, you know, flower is always something beautiful and nice. And so I think that was the choice of the first name, alhamdulillah. The second daughter, you want all three daughters?
You can tell us.
Okay, so the second daughter, Zainab, because we started the bouquet with Zahra, the flower. Zainab means a fragrant flower. So we continued with the flower story. But also because the name of my wife's great-grandmother was Zainab, the name of her aunt was Zainab, and of course the name of the daughter of Rasulullah was Zainab. And then of course the fourth criteria, it's a nice sounding name according to our opinion. And then the last daughter, Noha, my wife said, she reminded me, she had no say in that name. She left the decision to myself and my other two daughters. So Noha, the name, the meaning is a beautiful meaning. It means intelligence. And intelligence, proper and pure and true intelligence, leads us to recognize the greatness of Allah. So the second thing is, I like the fact that the name Noha appears in the Quran and in Hadith. Inna fi dhalika la ayatin li ulin nuha. Indeed, in that there are signs. Allah mentions some of his signs, and Allah says, in that there are signs for the possessors of intelligence. And then in the hadith, says Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yalil imam ulun nuha. That those who have intelligence, meaning those who have understanding of fiqh, must stand directly behind the imam. So that if the imam needs to make istikhlaf, put someone in his place because he breaks his wudu, then there's someone behind him who would know what to do.